Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm glad I did it, you know, have the experience, but it was something. It was an enjoyable trip. There were about four or five, can't remember if there were four or five, but we decided to do the southern route first, and, get Chicago to knock it out before we on the front end of this trip, instead of ending the trip in the greater Chicago area. And that was the way to do it. But good stuff. Other than that, the only other real scary time I've had with bridges was, luckily it was dark. And I wasn't driving, but we were coming back from Connecticut once. And we were on almost no sleep. My coworker, we were in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. I think that was what it was called, at the Whalen factory where they do the sirens and everything, getting some training. And he got news that his daughter had some a medical issue. And so he wanted to come home. So we were going on almost like no sleep. And he wanted to leave right after the class. And so now we're driving, you know, that 10, 12-hour drive through the mountains in Pennsylvania. And I remember all the while we're in New York or New Jersey, upstate New Jersey. There's this big sign that says, Delwater Gap, this many miles. Delwater Gap, this many miles. Delwater Gap, 5 mile. And I'm like, what the hell is this thing? And then we get there, and it's like, this huge, another huge suspended bridge between a, you know, in a canyon or whatever. It's like great, so you'll cross that. And then all through Pennsylvania, it's just guardrails inside the mountains. And I'm almost glad it was dark and I couldn't see, because I was just white knuckle for hours.